Okay, so this week's Haftorah is the Haftorah of Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, which is the last perek in Yeshaya, perek Samach Vav, Hashamayim Kisiv Ha'aretz Hadom Raglai, that the Ribbono Shel Olam says that my throne, so to speak, is the Shamayim. Nonetheless, there's a thing called Beis HaMikdash, and you're building that, but the Ribbono Shel Olam gets upset at Klal Yisrael because we don't do things properly. Shochet hashar makei ish zoveach haseh orev kelev, the way you're killing animals, right? Shochet hashar, you're like shechting an animal, but it is like you're killing a human. Zoveach haseh orev kelev, you're shechting karbanis. It's like killing dogs. The Ribbono Shel Olam is like very upset with Klal Yisrael. Gamhim bacharu b'darcheihem shukutzeihem nashim chafetza. So therefore, the Ribbono Shel Olam says, I'm going to punish you, but at the very end of the Haftorah, we come to the part why it is this week's Haftorah. Meaning the Haftorah begins that the Ribbono Shel Olam is saying that, listen, I have a Beis HaMikdash, but you're not acting properly, but you people who do act properly and you do it leman shmi, so therefore all of the goyim are going to come and join you, right? Simchas Yerushalayim v'gilulba, the Beis HaMikdash will end up fulfilling its real mission, and midei chodesh b'chodesh, midei Shabbos b'Shabbatah, everyone is going to come to the Beis HaMikdash to bow down to the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's why it is Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, midei chodesh b'chodesh, midei Shabbos b'Shabbatah, based on that pasuk. Pause. Now, if I take this Haftorah, which is the last parak in Yeshaya, and I connect it to the first parak in Yeshaya, there's a lot of similarities. In the first parak of Yeshaya also, the Ribbono Shel Olam through Yeshayahu Anavi is complaining that I don't need your korbanos. You're not doing things properly. Lomali rovzev chayichem yomar Hashem. Right? So there's a lot of parallelism between the first parak of Yeshaya and the last parak. But the last parak of Yeshaya does have a little bit of an upbeat thing that all the nations are going to come to the Ribbono Shel Olam. But still, the last pasuk is still not such an upbeat thing. Right? They will go forth. They're going to look at the carcasses of the men who have rebelled against me, etc. Right? They're going to be an abhorrence to all flesh. So the pashtus is that this Haftorah is not such an upbeat thing. And there's a little bit of nicety here, but really the reason why this is the Haftorah is because of that one pasuk, midei chodesh b'chodesh, midei Shabbos b'Shabbat. Nonetheless, it's possible to say that there are real connections to Rosh Chodesh in the following way. Rosh Chodesh is really a time of chiddush, it's really a time of renewal. The idea of renewal can come about in its most extreme form when you are a newborn. That is the most complete form of renewal. But you can renew yourself in that you've been around and you just improve things. But the expression of being born again is the ultimate in renewal. Throughout Sefer Yeshaya, the end of Yeshaya, which at Perek Mem and on is the Nevuos of Nechama, the mashal that's given is that Klal Yisrael and the Ribbono Shel Olam are like lovers, right? So sispa Hashem, right? There's like romantic love between Klal Yisrael and the Ribbono Shel Olam. The mashalim that are given are the mashal of an eved to the adon. But in this Haftorah, for the first time we hear, b'terem tachil yolada, b'terem yavo chevola himlita zachar, before you give birth, the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to listen. Im yivolid goy pamechos, hani ashbir v'lo alid yomer Hashem, Imani hamolid v'atzad yisal kayach. The mishalim that are given here are mishalim of rebirth, mishalim of having children. Effectively, I think what this haftorah is saying is azali. Sefer Yeshaya has nechama at the end, but the nechama can come in a few different ways. Nechama can be like the nechama of a relationship, let's say, of lovers, of a husband and a wife. That nechama is a relationship of Klal Yisrael coming to the Ribbono Shel Olam. There is, so to speak, a parallelism between the two. There could be nechama in the sense of that we decide to be avodim to the Ribbono Shel Olam. But there also, there's a certain humanity that we have. There's a certain choice that we have. But the nechama in Perek Samach Vav is the nechama that comes about just that you are born. The baby has no input in when the baby is born. Babies are just born. There can be a Yeshua that comes about when we're just undeserving entirely. But the Ribbono Shel Olam says, listen, you're going to be born again. And that is going to lead to this new end of days when all the goyim are going to come to the Beis HaMikdash. They'll see the kavod of Hashem, etc. We are not doing anything good. This Haftorah, so to speak, is nechama, but it's also a downer. Because the Ribbono Shel Olam is, so to speak, giving birth to us. And that's the end of Sefer Yeshaya. Right? Sefer Yeshaya has nechama in different forms. Right? There's nechama of kumi ori kivo orech. There's nechama of light. This week's Haftorah is not about light. It's about fire that burns. But the Haftorah is also just a totally, Moshe Lichtenstein has the second point, the first point that we mentioned, the parallelism between Perek Aleph and Perek Samach Vav is found in the YU book and the Haftorahs. But the idea is that we are giving different models of Nechama. And there's a model of Nechama in Perek Samach Vav, which Yeshaya ends on, which is even if you're not Zoche to the Sosa Sispa Hashem, right? Tosfos writes in Megillah that the Shiva de Nechemta increase in the amount of Nechama. But that all goes until Samach Gimel of Yeshaya. From Samach Dal and Samach He, Samach Vav, these are like downer prakim. But Afilu Haki, there's a Nechama in that these are downer prakim, but even so, the Ribbono Shel Olam will like pull us out. We'll be like the baby that Ribbono Shel Olam will give birth to, and things will go on from there. So those are some of the ha'aros that we have on this week's Haftorah, and we should have a good Shabbos.